Well, 1 year after the killing of Trayvon Martin sparked civil rights protests across the United States, another furor has arisen after a Missouri State Police officer shot down unarmed black 18-year-old Michael Brown. The death 5 days ago started a peaceful protest which has since turned very violent indeed. The frustrated African-American public has come up against an armed police force. Several people are now critically wounded and journalists covering the story are also being treated with the same police aggression. Parashar Das asked Huffington Post managing political editor Amanda Turkle why these protests have gone so far.
Many in the community in Ferguson believe that this shooting by this police officer was unjustified. The story the police department is giving for why the officer shot Michael Brown just isn't adding up. And the community is really upset. There's a lot of sort of latent, I think, racial tension underground, and it's now coming above ground now.
How do the riots reflect the public's relationship with the police department at the moment?
Well, what it's showing is there is a lot of racial tension. I think the police department have really upset a lot of people because they have been responding in what people have seen as a very heavy-handed way. There has been tear gas. There was even video of them tear gassing people who were protesting in their own backyard. There was video of a police officer shouting a very derogatory phrase towards some of the protesters, calling them animals. And again, it was more explicit. And I think that, right, there has been some looting and some vandalism, but that hasn't been the majority of the response. The majority of the response has been peaceful protests. And so far, the police department really hasn't made things any better.
Can you describe how the riots have escalated over the past few days?
Sure. Well, I think that more attention has been coming to this. So the shooting happened on August 9th. There have been protests every day since then. There is now a lot more media attention nationally and internationally on this situation. So I think more of the press is coming in. And the protests just continue to grow as more people learn about this. And the police department has not yet released the name of the officer who shot Michael Brown, and that's upset a lot of people. They say they're doing it because they're worried about the officer and his family's safety, but many people find it frustrating that so far it doesn't seem like there has been any justice.
The Human Rights Watch organization has recognized police brutality in responding to the riots. Is this a situation that's out of control?
It is looking that way. I'm in Washington, D.C., so I'm not on the ground, but we do have two reporters there, including one who was arrested tonight for not packing up his belongings quickly enough when they wanted to evacuate a McDonald's, and they pushed him and his head into the glass. They put a pressure point on his neck and handcuffed him, and they have not yet, the police has not yet responded to my request for information on what happened. Shortly thereafter, our other reporter who was there was in a crowd of protesters, and they were tear gassed, and she said it was hard to breathe. And what has happened to them is sort of a glimpse of what's happening. Far worse has been happening to the residents there who have been hit with wooden bullets, who have been tear gassed standing in their own yard. It's pretty scary there.
Can you tell us a bit about the racial factor that's involved in these riots?
Sure. Well, the city of Ferguson is a majority African-American. I think slightly over 60% of the residents are African-American. But the town is basically governed by whites. There are very few, the mayor is white, the city officials are white, and the police department, I believe out of something of over 50 commissioned officers in the Ferguson police, only three are African-American. So it's a city that's made up, and the police disproportionately pull over African-American drivers when they're making traffic stops and tend to arrest far more African-American residents, even though white drivers tend to be found more often with contraband. So there's a lot of frustration, I think, where the residents of Ferguson feel like, the African-American residents of Ferguson feel like they don't really have a voice and they're not being represented.
Last year, there were nationwide civil rights protests against the shooting of Trayvon Martin. Are there similarities that can be drawn here?
There are absolutely similarities. It's more frustration from the African-American community and from many other people around the country that there is still this simmering prejudice against African-American men, that an African-American man is seen walking around and he's perceived to be dangerous. That person may not be outright racist, but there are these prejudices still, and someone feels more unsafe around someone just because of the color of their skin or their size or their gender. And the African-American community, I think, is getting really fed up with this, and that's why you are seeing these sorts of responses.
Managing Political Editor at the Huffington Post, Amanda Turkle, talking with The Wire's Parashar Das. And as we go to air, in an interesting twist, we read that people in Palestine are tweeting people in Ferguson with tips on how to deal with tear gas.